Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Okay, here we go. Mary and I welcome all of you back for the B Block and today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation as this program is transmitted across the USA on this first day of April to our now 510 weekly stations, and we're sponsored by Hilton.
And we've always believed it matters where you stay and whenever you're on the move, whether it's for vacation, business, solo, or maybe with a group. With more than 7,000 properties in over 120 countries, Hilton and their 19 world-class brands offer accommodations to meet your every need.
You know, when you think about it, Hilton has welcomed more than 3 billion guests over their 100-year history. We think the Hilton Honors Loyalty Program, well, it's one of the best out there. And whether you're exploring a new or familiar city, traveling with family, friends, maybe your pets, or conducting important business, make it Hilton for the stay, folks. To book a reservation today, find a direct link to Hilton at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right. Signature Travel Network is one of America's oldest retail travel cooperatives. They pride themselves in offering one-of-a-kind services and unique benefits with top tour operators, hoteliers, car rental companies, destination specialists, cruise operators, travel service businesses, and a lot more. Alex Sharp is their CEO, and he's a show friend. He's waiting for us now on the show hotline. So off we go for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Alex, well, we've been looking forward to this conversation. Mary and I welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, so happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Well, nice to have you with us again this morning. All right, so listen, I'm interested to hear how much you've been traveling this year so far, both domestically and internationally. And now that we're starting Q2 today, share with everyone listening across the country some of your impressions on what's happening out there in top travel sectors.
Sure. Gosh, travel is back. I have to say, it has been a whirlwind this first quarter. I have been traveling quite a bit, mostly domestically, a little bit of international travel. But I know I'm on the road all or part of the next 17 weeks. I just announced that to my family. Some of them were very excited. Others cried a little bit. I think my wife, because it means she has more work to do while I'm gone. But it is back for sure.
Wow, 17 weeks. That's a big commitment. Alex, I want to talk a little bit about travel trends and behavior. When Robert and I were prepping for our conversation today, we looked over the Signature Travel Network website, and we saw under the news column a recent roundtable discussion. The title was, Will Authentic Travel Experiences Replace Exclusive Travel Experiences? Not that they have to be mutually exclusive of each other, but there is this sort of making up for lost time after the pandemic. Demand is high, as you just said. People are traveling. It's busy. What are you seeing in terms of authentic travel experiences, maybe staying in destinations longer? What are some of the trends you're seeing, and how are you guys adapting to it?
Yeah. So thanks for the question. Definitely we're seeing longer stays. I think people, it's two things. One is there's just a desire to dig in deeper and to spend more time places. The second thing is airline costs are higher. So how do we maximize the value? You know, one airline ticket for a longer stay makes more sense than multiple airline tickets for a series of shorter stays. But certainly authentic experiences are where it's at. People want to understand, they want to get below the veneer of, you know, just the glitz and the glam in the Instagram picture and really experience a destination, bring part of it home with them, you know, and to do that, you have to travel differently. You know, I think it can't be as hurried. It has to be, having a group of great travel advisors, we believe that a travel advisor really makes the difference there because they understand the destinations. We have operators in the destination, and they can really, I think, show you some things there that you can't necessarily find just hunting through the internet and looking for, you know, the next Instagram picture.
Yeah, I thought it was good to agree with that. Going back, you know, early February, Mary and I, we had dinner with Internova's CEO, J.D. O'Hara, here in New York. And I bring it up because we spent some time talking about their hotel and cruise offerings as part of, you know, their various brands that they have. Signature Travel Network also works with around, I think, 1,200 hotels and resorts worldwide. You cover about 600 destinations or so from what I see. So I want you to talk a little bit about Signature's hotels and resorts collection and what it offers for our listeners, since you're talking right now to a mix of both leisure and business travelers.
Sure. So our program does. We now have over 1,200 hotels for 2023. They are luxury. Mostly five-star hotels, a handful of four-star hotels, who frankly these days probably have five-star prices, right? Because
right.
Pricing of all hotels have gone up. And really, it's an amenity-based program. It's, you know, best available rate plus they get breakfast for two and an upgrade, you know, upon arrival if it's available, and then a second amenity, maybe a $100 F&B credit or spa credit, something like that. But I think the value is great, but also the recommendation is great, right? It's a highly vetted, you know, portfolio of hotels. We have over 10,000 travel advisors who are out there traveling themselves on a regular basis. We have great operators in country. So, you know, we really take our time to make sure that we pull together the right group of hotels, making sure we have different types of experiences in different cities. You know, an example might be, heck, New York City or London, where we have over 30 hotels. But it's not 30 luxury hotels that all look the same, right? Different neighborhoods, different, you know, some are maybe, you know, for a younger audience. Some might be more classic hotel, classic luxury hotels. So lots of different experiences. And I think that's important because when we're traveling, you want to travel, you know, the way you want to travel. And it is unique and different. Luxury is not one size fits all.
I agree with that.
Everybody has their own, you know, their own take on it.
Right, which we also see within the cruise industry. There's certainly different lines and cruises for everyone, every type of traveler. And I want to give you an opportunity to talk about your presence within the cruise and the tour operator sector. Robert and I both think these are two areas of travel that consistently offer some of the best value out there. The big industry expo, Sea Trade, was held this week in Florida. A lot of great news coming out with demand is high, bookings are high, new ships, additional capacity. Alex, what are you seeing within the cruise industry and anything have your attention there?
Yeah, I was at Sea Trade for all of about a half a day, but I hosted a panel or was on a panel. And it was a Shark Tank type panel named So You Think You Want to Start a Cruise Line. and we got to give people feedback. But all these different ideas of what they want to do and differentiating within this market is more and more difficult because there are so many different experiences, right? We see just an explosion of capacity in the areas of like expedition travel. And expedition travel is just off the charts. You know, when you look at the different poles, very expensive. But then how they differentiate between the poles, what do they do between the Arctic and Antarctic season is really interesting. Are they going to Europe and going to small ports? Are they doing some photography cruises in the Pacific somewhere? You know, there's lots of different ways to do it. But all the cruise lines, you know, there's been this almost glut of new ships coming, which is amazing. You know, some of them delayed through COVID, so it feels like there's even more of them the last year and a half or so, and moving, you know, through 23 into 24. So just some amazing new ships coming that are, you know, capturing the imagination of everyone, right? Norwegian's new line of Prima class ships, Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas. I mean, how many commercials have we seen on this? And that's the other thing is that the cruise lines, boy, they're coming out of COVID just pushing so hard, which is fantastic to see. They are advertising. This is, to your point earlier, this is the best value right now in travel.
We think it hands down is. And also on the expedition side, I know Seabourn with their two new ships that are making a big difference out there.
Seabourn, yeah. Viking.
Yeah.
You know, you look at it, it's Ponant, Atlas Cruises, on and on and on. There are so many great new ships. And they're all a little bit different. And again, I think
it goes back to that hotel analogy that you used. There's a different, people travel in all different ways. Yeah.
Everyone wants to understand, am I going for, you know, if I'm talking about expedition, am I going for full enrichment? Do I just want to be lectured to and you know, get out on the ice and see stuff and come back and hear more about it? Or do I want a combination of that and some entertainment and, you know, great cuisine? And finding that right balance for each customer is so important. And now there are just so many offerings. And it pains me to say that cruising is such a great value because I think it's been undervalued for probably the entirety of its existence. When you look at what people are paying, and this isn't to discourage people from going to our great all-inclusive hotels in Mexico or in Dominican Republic, but you look at those prices versus what you're paying to be on a cruise ship that is truly all-inclusive in many cases, my gosh, there's just incredible, incredible value being on cruise ships. And we still have, in the scheme of things, a relatively small penetration rate. You know, they'll tell you it's 10-12% of the American public has been on a cruise. So that's why banks and investors and cruise lines keep investing in more.
The upside of the cruise industry, there's a lot.
It's significant. Yeah.
Alex, listen, I know we wanted to also get into the airline sector. Unfortunately, it goes by very quickly in the show. We're going to have to do that because that's an area right now where value is not necessarily there, and there's a lot of challenges, and we don't want to have a repeat of last summer this summer, and we may be on track for that. But we'll have to have that conversation at a different time. Folks, SignatureTravelNetwork.com will get you all the information. Alex, as always, we thank you for jumping aboard with us this morning. Our best to you and the Signature Travel Network team, and enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care, Alex.
You too.
All right, Mary, Alex Sharp, he always brings it. Good conversation. Next time, we're going to talk a little airline sector with him as well. Folks, we're going to pause for some important sponsor messages. Libraries Across America will be our focus next, plus RJ is coming with the Open Road, and we're going to be checking in on Memphis, walking in Memphis, for the Destination Spotlight in about 20 minutes. We thank all of you for being part of today's big broadcast. There's still 90 minutes to go in the show, and we'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.